Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us today, we have Josh Jones, the CEO and co-founder of Murph Electric Bikes, one of the leading e-bike companies in Southern California with the highly recognizable designs. And Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, then, if you would, tell us what inspired you to found Murph Electric Bikes and how did your personal experiences shape the vision for the company? Let's start there.
All right. Yeah. So back in 2014, 2015, my wife bought me an e-bike for my birthday, pretty much to get to the surf quicker. And so I was using it and I was surfing more than ever, and it was the best thing ever. Then my bike ended up breaking, and I took it back to the guys that I bought it from, and they were not honoring the warranty. So I have always been an entrepreneur, and I saw this as a great opportunity to get an e-bike to people and then provide great customer service. So that was kind of like the origins of Murph. And then the name Murph came from our dog. He was a little rescue dog, and we named the company after him.
I like that. Not only do I like the creativity and the reasoning behind the name of the company, but also you saw a problem and you're now out to make a difference in the space. Good stuff there in all regards. Now, as a founder, what have been some of the most rewarding moments in growing Murph into the successful brand it is today?
Well, I would say, we definitely started small. And as we grew, I started hiring friends. And it's just been really rewarding to see, you know, the friends that I grew up with develop professionally, and then the success that the brand has brought to both me and the friends. And then as well as just seeing the stoke on customers when they experience an e-bike for the first time. There's still so many people out there that have not tried an e-bike, and when you see someone ride for the first time and it clicks in their head, it's a really rewarding thing to see.
Yes, for sure on that. I can totally understand where you're coming from there. Now, what challenges have you faced in running a business in the e-bike industry, and how have you overcome these challenges?
Yeah, so the e-bike industry in itself is a little bit complicated. The cash flow for the business is really difficult. So that has been the most difficult thing that we've had to overcome. And that has to do with just demand planning, knowing when to order inventory so you have bikes during the right seasons, and then you have cash when you need cash. And then I would say compliance and safety. That's always something that's on our mind and we're constantly working to do better at. So I would say those are the two things that are difficult for us.
Definitely appreciate your sharing that, and that is most helpful for sure. We're speaking with Josh Jones. He is the CEO and co-founder of Murph Electric Bikes, one of the leading e-bike companies in Southern California with the highly recognizable designs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. With the rapid growth of this electric bike market, how does Murph Electric Bikes differentiate itself from competitors, and what unique value does it bring to the customer?
So we're a cruiser lifestyle brand. We're not trying to be everything. So that's essentially our niche. We have fat tire bikes, skinny tire bikes, and they're all that traditional cruiser style. So we're not differentiating from that. We're not trying to be a mountain bike. We're strictly cruiser. We've really been working hard since the origins of the company to create a reliable product. And so every generation or shipment of products that we receive is going to be a little bit different because of something that we've seen that that could have been an issue. So we're constantly changing to make our product reliable, and then we're always innovating as well, trying to be ahead of the curve of what everyone else is doing. That's always been our thing: innovate, and then reliability and customer service.
It certainly sounds like you've got it all covered on those most important pillars of making sure that your company is sustainable and differentiate itself in the space. Awesome feedback there. Now, looking to the future, what innovations or developments do you envision for Murph Electric Bikes, and how do you see the company evolving in the coming years? And if you don't mind, can you give us a tease on any upcoming partnerships that you might be involved in?
Yeah, so we're working on some new battery technologies that are going to be a little bit more environmentally friendly. So that's pretty exciting. We've been working on that for over a year and a half now, but it's coming into its final stages. We are always going to be working on new tech to, you know, stay ahead of the future. And then in regards to collabs, we've been working on this collab with Kona Brewing that's been going on for about 6 to 8 months, and it's going to launch this summer. And essentially, we're going to be having e-bikes in all the major retailers of where Kona Brewing is going to be sold. So it'll just be great brand recognition for us, and then just a great partnership with Kona. So that's pretty exciting for us.
Certainly sounds like exciting times ahead and in the pipeline, a lot to look forward to. And thanks for sharing some information briefly on that. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share with entrepreneurs tuning in today?
Yeah, I mean, for fellow business owners, you know, you just got to put in the hard work. Everyone wants a free ride these days, but you know, what gets it done is hard work, honestly, and keep your expenses low.
Yeah, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. And again, we thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. If you would, share your website where listeners can get more information on Murph Electric Bikes and even make a purchase.
Yeah, so our website is murfelectricbikes.com, and that's MURFelectricbikes.com.
And of course, listeners, you can find this link and other information within the show notes of this broadcast as well for your convenience. Mr. Jones, all the best and continued success. And thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Yeah, Eric, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Josh Jones, the CEO and co-founder of Murph Electric Bikes, one of the leading e-bike companies in Southern California with the highly recognizable designs. And for further details, visit murfelectricbikes.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.